U.S. military veterans are a vulnerable population, susceptible to high rates of disease and injury, mental health issues, and addiction. WXXI's Veronica Volk tells us one story of a group of vets banding together to support each other and their community.
The all-veteran rock band called The Defenders does a lot of classic rock covers, like Take It Easy by the Eagles and Wilson Pickett's Mustang Sally. But when I ask the guys in the band what their favorite songs to play are, they all say Motown.
I know you wanna leave me.
That's Mark Johnson singing, U.S. Army veteran 76 to 86. On stage, they call him Mr. Temptation. It's a pun. These guys really like puns, because Mark loves to sing the Temptations, but he's also in recovery. His life is temptation.
I've been dealing with it for a long time, but I've always found that it's really a blessing to being in the military for 10 years. The VA has always provided a venue for me to get on track. And addiction is like so serious. So I just needed to get back on track. And the band members didn't let me go. They stayed consistent with me, and I'm back.
A lot of these guys are in recovery, and they credit this band with playing a key role in their continued sobriety. Daryl Wagner, U.S. Army 82 to 85, is the bass player. He calls himself an OG member of the band, which was started a year ago. He says the music is positive, even great therapy.
When everything's going well and everybody's playing well, there's nothing quite like that feeling when, you know, you're in the pocket and everybody's where they're supposed to be and playing. Now, on the flip side of that, when it's some chaos and a mess, it's very aggravating. So, but music's just a beautiful thing, you know.
This group was actually born out of a music therapy group at the VA Medical Center in Canandaigua for recovering alcoholics and addicts. It's apparently directed by a guy named Joe Kostecki, who I'm told went to Berklee School of Music and now works as a recreational therapist at the VA. I didn't get to talk to Joe for this story because he was busy wrestling chords and doing sound check just before they went on. But that's okay, because from where I'm standing, the real leader is a guy named Mike Carey, a Navy vet from the Vietnam era. After all, he's the one that came up with the name of the band.
I came up with it because I play a Fender guitar. And if you notice, you can't see on the radio, you can't see the logo.
Real quick, if you can, picture a Fender logo with a lowercase D-E in front of it.
I just thought tying the music in with our service and the defense of the country was a good thing to do, so that's where we got the Defenders.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's very clever.
Thank you. I'm a clever guy. You can edit that out if you want.
1, 2, 3, good luck!
For their one-year anniversary show, the band played a summer music festival at the VA Center. Dozens of people on the campus, including many other vets, turned up, swaying, dancing, clapping, and singing along to the music. The Defenders want people to know that they're available for all kinds of veterans' events. And, in case you're wondering, there's no charge. They just really want to get out there and support the veteran community. Their community. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.